listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio. This show is a bit of sunshine in the host's otherwise dull, dreary, and lackluster life. So, treat him gently. This is all he's got. Here's Griff.
This is Lee Maribaugh filling in for Griff. I'm here today with CJ Jacinto, and this segment is sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. Now, who doesn't want to grow their business, whether it's bigger or just better? With us now to give us some simple tips for doing so is Charlene Anderson. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor, all things creative. Char, can I call you Char?
You may, Lee.
Char, what's your first simple step for growing a business on eBay?
My first simple step is source products that keep your average selling price over $25, because it takes just as much time and effort to list a $25 item as it does a $10 item.
Now, let me ask you a question about that. So, first of all, CJ, do you believe in that?
You know, I started that way, and I just went in both directions. So I'm still trying to keep my average up, but I have lots of $10 items.
You do. But it makes sense, doesn't it, to keep your average selling price at $25 or higher?
Exactly. I have lots of $10 items, too, but that doesn't mean my average is $10. And especially since I sell items that I buy wholesale, which means I can rinse and repeat my listings over and over and over, it makes more sense that way. But if you are sourcing only items that are selling for $10, you're going to be working really, really hard for your money when you could be working smarter.
I get it. So what does it do when you keep your average selling price at $25 or higher? Why is it so important?
Well, first of all, the time saving. If you list a $10 t-shirt or a $25 t-shirt, you're going to spend the same amount of time because you have to measure it, you have to photograph it, you have to find your keywords, and you have to write your nice little sales blurb and get it put up. If you can sell it a shirt for $25 as opposed to $10, you're going to make more money for your time.
Makes sense. So what should we consider about an item before we even decide to list it at all?
That's a really good question, because I've been called a lazy seller, and I take that with pride. I just like to say I'm efficient, not lazy, but you need to think of things that go into listing, shipping, and photographing an item. I call it the hassle factor. A lot of other people call it other things, but it's how much of a hassle is it to deal with this product? Is it something that is big and bulky and going to be difficult to ship? If it is, it needs to sell for money, more money to make your time worth it. Is it something that's small and easy that can be slipped into a bubble envelope and go on its way? That's not so much hassle. So you may want to pick, if you have the choice between the two items, pick the easier one, because your time is money. So if you can ship it faster, better. If you have to photograph something that is large or difficult to photograph, think about how much that will take you in time. How many shots will you need to show the item to its best advantage? Will you have to take shots of four sides plus the bottom plus the top, or will one shot do? And also, how much will you have to put into describing and listing the item? Is it something that's simple and easy to describe, or is it going to take a lot of explanation and details to let the buyer know exactly what you have?
You know, there's an expression that people use a lot. They say you have to find your passion. Whether they talk about a job that you're looking for, a career, find your passion. Well, I was fortunate enough that my passion was radio, and I was very fortunate. But when it comes to selling on eBay, finding your passion may not be the way to go. I think that your passion should be being an entrepreneur.
I agree with you 1,000% on that, definitely. I mean, fortunately, you were blessed with a great voice and an interest in radio, so those two things meshed. But it may be that your particular interest in life is some item or group of items or hobby that don't work for an eBay business. That doesn't mean you can't have an eBay business, but you have to find the passion in the business itself.
I mean, what could you sell on eBay having to do with shooting rats at the city dump? for instance. Well, you know what I mean? Think about it. You know, you can't sell guns on eBay.
It's for practice, I guess.
You know? I guess you could.
You could make, you know, rat-shaped targets and sell those, and that might, you know, get into that interest. But yeah, it's interesting because I sell in a niche that I love. But I don't sell everything in my niche because a lot of products in my niche don't meet those two things I just talked about. I love beads to death, but I don't want to have to deal with selling beads because they don't sell for a lot of money for the most part. And they're a hassle because you have to keep tens of thousands of SKUs in to do a good job because somebody always wants the other color, you know, that and you don't have it, then you've lost the sale. So there's massive portions of my arts and crafts niche that I choose not to get involved with. But it's still stuff I'm interested in, if that makes any sense.
It does.
I'm looking for that bonus tip that you might have that'll send me in a direction to sell more.
To sell more? Go wholesale. That's
go wholesale.
Probably the easiest way to sell more because...
And tell us about that.
Well, your sourcing time is cut dramatically. If I can sit in my office and source, you know, product by placing an order with a wholesaler online, that's going to be much more efficient than having to go to thrift stores and other stores to go out and physically find product. The downside is your margins probably aren't going to be as big, but the upside is you can move product faster. So say I have a particular listing for a crafty related item that sells one or two a day, and all I have to do to get more of them is to go online and place an order in less than 5 minutes with my supplier. That's an item that I can just keep replenishing and replenishing and replenishing with very, very little effort. And I think that's a way people need to at least think about doing if they really want to grow their business.
Great tip.
So to those of you who are new, you're newbies, and you've sold a few things on eBay, and you're looking for that big product in the sky to sell, most of the successful eBay sellers that I know sell eclectically. They have many different types of things that they pick up at their thrifting or wherever, and it's an eclectic buy. But wholesale, you're not talking about drop shipping particularly.
No. I don't drop ship anything. All of my stuff comes to me. It's listed in here, and it's shipped and packed and sent on its way by me.
Okay, but you buy wholesale lots.
Exactly. I go to XYZ company who produces products in the craft field, and I open an account with them, and I order products for them, just like I was Michael's Craft Store or Joanne's Fabrics or stores like that. And then those products are the items that I sell. What means a couple of things. I started this way because I live in the middle of nowhere. I mean, literally the middle of nowhere, where we have one little thrift store in town. We don't have Target. We don't have Walmart. We don't have any of the usual kind of stores that
people look small, for products. How small is it? Because if it's really small and you went to the thrift store, you would know who last wore that blouse.
You better believe it. That has happened. We have 13,000 people in the entire county in Wyoming. It's Teton County, and there's 13,000 people in the county. Wyoming has a total of 400,000 people in the entire state, and it's the eighth largest state in the country. So
wow.
I've had a friend show up at my house wearing a T-shirt that I donated to the thrift store, and he went there and bought it. So that's how small of a town it is.
I figured as much. Listen, Charlene, I'm looking at your store on eBay. I'm mm-hmm. impressed. Have you seen her store?
I have.
You have it up on your
yes.
iPad there? Normally, I don't like what I call busy templates, but
mm-hmm.
this is fantastic.
Oh, Lee, thank you. That's
it is.
So kind.
It's so beautiful. Go to her store right now if you're listening to this. Her store is Purveyor, Purveyor, All Things Creative. Purveyor, All Things Creative. And look at that store. It is beautiful.
You know, in a niche where you deal with people who are artsy and crafty, I really do think it helps if you have a look that follows that through because it interests the people I sell to. Now, that look is certainly not going to interest someone who buys car parts. So that's another thing that you have to know who you're selling to.
And you've carried over your theme into your listing, sort of. I mean, the theme is definitely there, the same colors.
But the listing itself is less busy than the landing page for the store.
Exactly, and I was very happy to see that.
Well, good.
I'm very impressed. What do you think, CJ?
I love it. And tell us about Collections by Purveyor, All Things Creative. I see you have two collections up now.
I do. I'm a Pinterest fan, so when those came out, it was like another place I could play. I think it's a really, really interesting concept that works if you want to put the time into it, because it does take thought. So you just can't throw anything up and say, well, this is a collection, because your buyers are smart, and they know what interests them. They know what they want to see, and if you haven't put thought into your collection, they're just going to click off and go somewhere else.
So I'm noticing, where do you find the collections?
I'm just browsing. I just look.
Where did you find her? I mean, CJ, where did you find her collection?
Oh, it was at the top of her homepage when I clicked into her name.
To her store?
Actually, I'm just on a page that has her name on it. It's items for sale and then collections underneath it.
Okay. Hey, listen, we sure appreciate you joining us today, Char. Very exciting segment. This segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. Coming up next, how to optimize your search results. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us? TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Today, we offer advice on how to increase your profits by cutting freight costs on purchased inventory. Here are three things to consider. First, if you can, source inventory from a nearby location. Shorter distances mean lower freight costs. If you can pick up the product, you'll eliminate freight costs altogether. Next, arrange delivery to a business address. Carriers charge extra for residential deliveries. Could you strike a deal with a friend or a local business to receive shipments at their location? It could save you $150 or more. Finally, consider having the liquidator arrange transportation for you. They can suggest the lowest cost shipping method and typically receive better pricing from carriers.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.